Councilman Ben Gray's ordinance narrowly passed on a city council vote of 4-3. The vote came 1 week after a 3-hour public hearing where supporters and opponents made their case as to why the ordinance should or shouldn't pass. Tuesday, it was the council's turn to discuss it. Councilman Pete Festerson was one of the 4 yes votes.
We should strive to be an inclusive community, and we should be opposed to discrimination of any kind in the workplace. And I also find it convincing that so many employers have already figured this out by adopting policies of their own because they know it's critical to achieving their workforce, regardless of whether it's race, age, religion, or sexual orientation.
Councilwoman Jean Stothard opposed the ordinance. She co-sponsored and voted last month in favor of an anti-discrimination resolution. Stothard said she felt the issue had divided Omaha and not united the city as supporters hoped.
You can be against this ordinance, and you can also believe that people should be treated with respect and dignity. And to say anything else would be not fair. You have to respect everybody's opinion. And for whatever their opinion is and whatever their position is, they have valid reasons why they have come to those positions.
Councilman Festerson, Chris Jerram, Ben Gray, and Gary Gernant voted in favor of the ordinance. Franklin Thompson, Stothard, and Tom Mulligan voted against it. The ordinance exempts religious institutions and organizations run all or in part by religious groups. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Katie Schubert.